Okay. All right. Excellent. Welcome to Technocratic Tyranny News. It's just after 3 p.m. on Monday, the 25th of October, I think it is. Could be wrong. But I think that's where it is. Breaking news from the UK. Rishi Sunak is now officially the only candidate available to be British Prime Minister and leader of the Conservative Party. So leader of the Conservative Party, because of the party in government, makes him automatically the Prime Minister. So Liz Truss has stood on as a caretaker role. Is she going to keep going until the end of the week now, or is she going to make way for an unopposed Rishi Sunak? Penny Mordaunt has just pulled out a few moments ago, and Boris, I think, pulled out last night, having decided it was not the right time for him to be Prime Minister again because he couldn't unite the party. And they must have had a quiet word with him and suggested that it wasn't a good idea, which we all know, except the Tories. Everybody else in the country knows it's not a good idea, but the Conservatives think it is. So what can you do when it's that ridiculous? Anyway, I'm going to find some news clips just to reinforce the point, but it basically happened now. He isn't officially Prime Minister yet, but he is leader of the Conservative Party, which means that in due course he will become Prime Minister. Oh, he's already been declared Prime Minister. So let's listen to this. This is from Channel 4 News.
Set to become Britain's next Prime Minister. The deadline to meet the threshold needed to stay in the...
Right, let's do that from the beginning again.
From Downing Street. A short time ago, it was announced that Rishi Sunak is set to become Britain's next Prime Minister. The deadline to meet the threshold needed to stay in the Tory leadership race has just passed. The former Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, had already won the backing of more than half of Tory MPs. After Boris Johnson pulled out last night, his only remaining challenger, Penny Mordaunt, was trailing far behind. Sir Graham Brady, chair of the Backbench 1922 Committee, made this announcement a few moments ago.
As returning officer in the leadership election, I can confirm that we have received one valid nomination. And Rishi Sunak is therefore elected as leader of the Conservative Party.
So, Rishi Sunak is now poised to become Britain's fifth Prime Minister in 6 years, its first Hindu leader, and at 42, the youngest Prime Minister in more than 200 years. A very full and very messy intray awaits. The former Chancellor has already played this game of musical chairs, and mere weeks ago, he lost it to Liz Truss, who of course resigned on Thursday. He had warned that her tax cuts would cause chaos, and indeed they did. Now he'll be hoping to restore some stability to his party and to the markets. His rival Penny Mordaunt tried but failed to garner enough support and dropped out of the race. Well, our policy correspondent Paul McNamara joins me now. Paul, what a journey for him, from number 11 to number 10, 3 months, 25 yards.
A lot has happened in that 3 months. So, I mean, the very first thing that happens now is that there was a massive sigh of relief that's blown out by all Tory MPs. Second of all, then, there is the actual thing of the process of becoming Prime Minister. So King Charles is travelling from Sandringham to London this evening.
So it could happen tonight, then.
It could happen, but we understand it's more likely to happen tomorrow. As it stands, we think he'll actually become Prime Minister tomorrow. Then, of course, he's actually got to form himself a government. And we're all looking at this after the tumultuous events of the last few months. We're all expecting that this cabinet will be a lot broader church than we're expecting. Everyone spoke of during this race of the need for unity within the party.
They've said that before, Paul. We've heard the U word so many times this summer. It's never actually, you know, become reality. Why should it become that?
I think the last
time?
Few weeks have focused everyone's minds. Even this morning, we had the ERG coming out, this European Research Group, the right wing of the party, saying we can't decide on which candidate, but whoever it is, we will get behind. The One Nation Group of Tories said exactly the same. So the mood music going into this is a lot less fractious. You get the sense that there are just so many exhausted MPs now worried about the very state of the party going into a general election. It's the man they will actually get behind.
And very briefly, does Penny Morton get a big job? Does Jeremy Hunt stay as Chancellor?
The expectation is yes to both of those.
Okay.
I would expect Jeremy Hunt to stay as Chancellor and for Penny Morton to become Foreign Secretary now that the Home Secretary's job went to Grant Sharps. And that was very recent, so I don't think he would change that around. He might change it around, but...
Breaking news, the main news for the entire country, as well as the Conservative Party, is that Rishi Sunak has been selected unopposed. There's no runoff here, as the next leader of the Conservative Party, and that means he's the country's next Prime Minister. Now, what's he up to at the moment? He's upstairs in that room above us. He's addressing MPs. We haven't seen him yet, the new Prime Minister, the next Prime Minister. We haven't seen him, but I think we are going to get a statement from him on camera at some point later today. What does a new Conservative Party leader typically do? Well, typically what they will do is that they win the ballot with Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak. You remember it was a big staged event with hundreds of people, party members and MPs in the room as Liz Truss was announced that she was the winner of the members' poll. That was but September the 5th. For Rishi Sunak, it's been announced in a different way just amongst the parliamentary party. I imagine what we'll see later today is he will go to Conservative campaign headquarters. This is what every new Conservative leader does. And then I think what we will see tomorrow, perhaps, is the handover of power. That's when Liz Truss formally exits Number 10, has an audience with the King. And then the new Prime Minister has an audience with the King and makes that journey from Buckingham Palace to the podium outside in the street. And he will address the nation. I think we will see him a bit later on camera today. But what a moment this is. Rishi Sunak, he was down and out July. He was out of cabinet. He was back on the back benches. There were questions about whether or not he would even remain as a prime minister. He now becomes the youngest prime minister since the Napoleonic Wars at the end of the 18th century. Pitt the Younger was the only one that was younger than him. I think he's just 42 years old, even younger than me, sadly for me, huh? He is the first British Asian Prime Minister. He's the first practicing Hindu as Prime Minister. This really is a groundbreaking moment for the country in so many ways, but it's also controversial because he has been made Prime Minister, the third Conservative Prime Minister since the 2019 general election. We have Boris Johnson, then Liz Truss, then Rishi Sunak. Opposition parties are saying this is not acceptable. He doesn't have a mandate to take over, and they are calling for a general election. I think Rishi Sunak's message will be to try and beat that off. His message will be that he will lead according to the 2019 manifesto. One of Liz Truss's big mistakes was to try and divert from a manifesto with her parliamentary party saying, hang on a minute, Liz Truss, you don't have the mandate. So we haven't heard what Rishi Sunak's saying to MPs now. I imagine he will be talking about what he intends to do on the economy. What's he going to do on the Northern Ireland Protocol Bill? You saw earlier that the European Research Group, that's a big part of what they care about. What's he going to do on immigration policy? What's he going to do on tax and spend? And how is he going to unite the party? The first thing I think for MPs will be politically whether or not he creates that broad church within his cabinet. What did he say, though, when he was standing to be leader, when he made that announcement over the weekend, only when he was well past the 100 MPs supporting him, Mark? He said he wanted to unite the party and deliver for his country. He said he'd served as Chancellor, helping to steer the economy through the toughest of times. He said as well, the challenges we face now are even greater, but the opportunities to make the right choice if we do are phenomenal. He said there will be integrity, professionalism and accountability at every level of the government I lead, and I will work day in, day out to get the job done. The big unknown, of course, is will the parliamentary party in the end let him? After all the bloodletting, can they come back together? There have been positive soundings in my initial conversations with MPs, but don't underestimate what a vicious period this has been in the history of the Conservative Party and what a battle this Prime Minister has ahead, not just politically, but look what's happening to the economy. Problems exacerbated, problems of rising inflation and interest rates exacerbated by that disastrous Liz Truss mini budget. And now he has the immediate task of trying to steady the ship and give those big fiscal plans, give those big forecasts, and also announce what he's going to do on tax and spend in a week's time. Breaking news.
That was Beth Rigby, Sky News, and the previous one was from Sky News as well. So we've got a new Prime Minister as of probably tomorrow morning sometime, which means there'll be a public statement early afternoon. See, 1:30 seems to be the favourite time for early for statements by new prime ministers, or 1:00 to catch the 1:00 news, I would imagine, or maybe 12:30 to catch both of them lunchtime news shows, and Radio 4. Today you can't forget about the lunchtime news on Radio 4. It's an important part of the political landscape. So I'm happier than I was. I'd rather have a coalition, a Labour, Liberal, Democrat coalition than anything else. But Rishi's certainly better than Liz Truss and certainly better than Boris, from my point of view at least. Keir Starmer's not a great leader. He doesn't really lead. All he does is respond and try not to mess things up, which is fair enough. That's one way of doing it. But he's not really he's not a leader, really. I think he's probably a military intelligence placeman. So MI5 or MI6 will have had a conversation with him. Obviously, Boris has unminuted meetings with Russian diplomats, so I'm suspicious of Boris. He's very much political traitor material. He's got no morals. He's got no standards of behaviour at all. He's quite happy to lie to anyone that he needs to lie to just to get away with stuff. Well, Jeremy Hunt and Rishi Sunak is probably quite a reasonable combination. Because Jeremy Hunt is doing what the markets want, and Rishi Sunak would have done the same thing. So they're more or less the same person, because they're working with the markets rather than against them, which was Liz Truss's mistake and Kwasi Kwarteng's mistake. So I think that's probably enough. That's the news. I'll be back later on this evening with a music show, maybe with a little bit of news ahead of it, because there's so much going on. There'll be lots of response videos to play. So I might do 15 minutes this evening as well, but I'm going to publish this one. And I'll see you later on this evening, maybe 9:30, something like that, my time. So 4:30 East Coast time.